fucking. Oh, what? I keep forgetting to see. 139.
Sheesh.
That's what, man, you are in fucking. That looks like an elven church.
Like, yeah, man.
It's all the wood. The wood, I think. The wood elves, man.
Yeah.
It's very tall. Looks like it would burn very easily.
Yeah.
Maybe if it got struck by lightning.
How dare you think of burning the wood elves' church?
You're right. Very, a lot of sunlight. A lot of
natural light. Yeah. It's really nice.
Yeah, not actually, it doesn't even look like there's a non-natural light in there, so at nighttime, that might suck.
Well, that's why you're not in there at nighttime.
Yeah, I mean, unless there's a moon. You know, nice moon.
I'm sure they have some sort of light in there.
Yeah, we can't see the very ceiling, I guess.
There's a badass chandelier or something.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a nice church.
Fucking, it's the church.
I don't know what the fuck. It looks like
a church, huh?
That looks like a church.
Oh, yep. Oh, man. This is Mildred B. Cooper Memorial Chapel in Arkansas.
That's in Arkansas?
It's in Arkansas, man.
Wow. Yeah. I would have never fucking thought that was in Arkansas.
Not
it looked like
some.
I was going to say, like, Australia.
Yeah, I thought it was out of country, too.
Fucking Arkansas.
There he is.
Hey, Donnie, where do you think that church is?
More church.
The one on it. Yeah, that he's in.
I don't know.
Just a wild guess.
Just fuck, yeah.
Washington.
Arkansas.
Fucking Arkansas. I thought it was fucking Australia. It looked like fucking Australia. Or
looks like a Swedish kind of thing to me.
Man, fucking. How have you guys been?
Pretty good. My connection's going off, so if you live
here.
Fair enough. Fucking, we're ninja-less today.
And,
get to work tonight. But, oh shit, what the fuck?
You're not ninja-less.
There's always one lurking.
Yeah.
Fucking, you missed it, Don. I was showing fucking. Oh.
Damn.
I was showing Jesse some cool Pokemon shit.
Hell yeah. You missed it, Donnie.
And you're missing it again.
Damn.
Sad. That fucking Kentucky ass internet.
Fuck Kentucky. That place is the worst.
You know, you say it's the worst? I've only been there once.
Actually, you know, there is one other place I feel like may be worse than Kentucky. And it's the place that I am today.
Oh, Arkansas?
Fuck Arkansas, dude. That place is fucking awful.
I've never been. I never really had a reason to go. You know?
I bet like one cool person the whole time I was there.
You know, Ohio sucks, too.
Yeah.
There's just something about Ohio. It just rubs you the wrong way.
It's the acid, isn't it?
I think it's Ohio. Ohio just seems like Michigan 2.0 to me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it almost feels like you're not even leaving the state. Like, hey, it's just this state looks exactly the fucking same. Yeah, I imagine when you're out in like Nebraska and Idaho and shit, like, they, oh, did I switch states?
It's still corn.
Yeah. On both sides of these states, huh? Weird. Fucking, it's so uneventful going into Ohio. And then their big eventful cities aren't even really that uneventful. Columbus sucks. I remember, and I'm sorry if any of y'all live in Ohio that are listening to this. But when I went there for fucking Yu-Gi-Oh! One time, We tried to eat after the event and nothing was fucking open. Now it's like that everywhere because of the
in Columbus.
COVID. Yeah, in Columbus. Nothing was fucking open. It was like 10 o'clock at night.
That's fucking crazy.
That's why I said, how is this big ass city and everything's closed? That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Something should have been open. Not even a Denny's?
No, nothing. it blew my fucking mind. I was like, how is this? It's like the world, you know, now. After fucking COVID, nothing stays open like anymore.
Yeah.
It's starting to more. But, man, I still haven't been back inside a McDonald's.
I kind of missed 24-hour Walmart.
Yeah, shopping when no one was shopping.
Yeah, that's the best.
And there was never a fucking line. Because going during normal business hours, there's always a fucking line.
Yeah, dude.
Like a long-ass line. And I'm like,
Just about every damn register has a line.
And most registers are check yourself out. Yeah. And you're like, I'm waiting in line to do this. I don't like it. Fucking, I'll tell you what, though. Completely unrelated to fucking Walmart finds. I've been playing more Scarlet. And it's an okay game.
Yeah, I told you.
And it's... I've been watching Pokemon Black and White with Richie. And it's got me really regretting skipping that generation.
I fucking told you.
Yeah, and I tried. I got to the second gym, I want to say. Probably not even the second gym. I know the first gym for sure. And then I was just like, this pig is stupid. And at that time, you know, I didn't want to move away from fire. I was stubborn.
Right.
I was like, well, you know, I was the monkey. I was the hedgehog. Is that what he was? Is Cyndaquil a hedgehog? Whatever. Fuck,
I don't know, man.
I'm pretty sure he's something like a hedgehog. Whatever he is, fucking, I was him, the fire lizard. I think that's actually Lizard, his actual name in Japan, fucking Charizard. And what was the third one? Oh, Torchic. Torchic was cool as shit, though.
Yo, Blaziken was the fucking jam, dude. Dude. So was Infernape.
Yeah.
Man, I feel like Diamond and Pearl starters really fucking nailed it, dude. I liked all of them.
Yeah, all three of them. Piplup was cute as shit. Fucking Chimchar.
Turtwig, man. Turtwig was dope.
Yeah.
That big fucking Torterra, that was his name.
Yeah.
That thing was fucking sick.
Man, that was the first game where I was like, man, which one do I really want to play? Oh. Before that, it was always fucking fire. Although, going back now, like, with Generation 1, now it is like, okay, I do like all three of them. I mean, I have a damn Squirtle tattoo.
Yeah.
I don't got a Charmander tattoo. Now
you know
it's
why?
It's harder to pick, because Squirtle's cooler.
Exactly.
I know, but back then I was just like, man, fuck water, fire.
Look at this dragon!
Yeah, that too.
Man, it's a fucking dragon! No, it's not.
I went into Pokemon completely fucking blind. My grandma, out of nowhere, got me and my brother a Game Boy Color for Christmas. And he got a copy of Pokemon Blue. I got a copy of Pokemon fucking Red. The internet wasn't a thing. Well, it was, but it wasn't like it is today. You know? Gaming sites weren't like they are, so information from Japan didn't get here quick. I had no idea what the fuck Pokemon was.
Yeah.
So, fucking, seeing that my little lizard turned into fucking Charizard was pretty fucking dope.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just trying to agree.
I was gonna say, I almost put the game down too because it was turn-based. And I was like, this sucks. Why has it got to be a turn? And then I'm like, but I'm catching these monsters. That's pretty neat.
You play so many turn-based games though, Rick.
I don't know. I think Pokemon is the only one.
No.
What else is turn-based?
Motherfucking Magic. Magic's turn-based. Yu-Gi-Oh.
Well, I mean, those are card games, though.
Yeah, but it's turn-based.
It is turn-based. But that makes sense to me. Turn-based combat does not make sense to me.
But it's the same.
I mean, if I was
like, you know, but it's the same.
If I was to put on like the UFC fight and like one guy punched and then he just stood there and let the other guy swing and then he like, oh, I missed. I mean, what the fuck is this?
That makes sense if you're talking about it in a fighting situation like that. But if you're playing a game, like a board game or a card game or a role-playing game, it's all turn-based.
Yeah, those make sense because, you know. I guess with a game like a card, I'm not playing a game of Magic where I'm immersed in this big story that I'm sinking fucking hours into. You know, with a fucking video game, this is a story that I'm immersed into, and it just takes me out of the immersion when it's like, okay, it's your turn to hit me. Okay, that was cool. All right, now it's my damn it, you're just standing there, but I missed.
Oh man.
Like that's why I don't like Fallout. Like in Fallout it's not turn based, but it's still that fucking randomly generated fucking
rolling RPG.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't know, man. I think you're crazy. But we'll let it go. I'm gonna take the win with the fact that you're coming around to black and white. So yeah, I'll take that. But I still feel like you're wrong about turn based and I'm willing to prove it one of these days.
Man.
Because today is the day that you decided black and white is not that. And if that's possible, anything is possible, ladies and gentlemen.
I really do wish I would have played more of it, because I feel like I'm going into this anime blind. I don't know. And N's not in this.
On this shit, man.
I know.
Heated discussions.
I know. I actually, there was this one guy that I used to have heated discussions with too, back when I used to play Yu-Gi-Oh. And me and him would get into real big fucking arguments over Pokemon and how much I hated Black and White. And I even told him, I'm like, you know what? I'm the bigger man. I was wrong. I was like, Black and White actually ain't that bad.
I know how he felt then. In that moment. It's pretty fucking sweet.
I mean, I gotta give credit where credit's due, and now I'm really kicking myself in the ass for owning the game twice, plus having fucking Black and White 2, and fucking not doing shit with them.
It's good, man. It was fucking awesome. That was the first one I put as much time into it as I did.
Man, I think, I'm pretty sure the copy I... The last copy I had came from Stacy.
Yeah. And
I just transferred all the Pokemon from it onto my 3DS into the Pokemon bank and then cleared the game and never played it again.
Yeah, man.
I really regret selling Soul Silver.
You should.
I had 100% complete box and all with the Pokewalkers, Soul Silver and Heart Gold.
I had Heart Gold like that.
Yeah, I originally only had Silver. I bought Silver when it came out, and then this was like 2018. I was getting out of Yu-Gi-Oh! Maybe 2017. I was getting out of Yu-Gi-Oh! And trading all my playmats and shit, and I traded for fucking Pokemon games. I had a complete fucking Pokemon collection fucking up until like 2019. Yeah, everything was complete. Fucking in box.
Damn.
I know. I think the I can't say complete because I was missing Crystal. That's the only one I've never owned. And I don't know why I didn't play Crystal. Because I guess I figured it was going to be like Yellow and I didn't like Yellow.
Oh man, Yellow was good though.
Yeah, I don't like Pikachu though.
Yeah, but you get all three starters.
That is true. That was always dope.
Yeah. Man,
Pokemon was so much harder to collect before the internet.
Yellow was my first Pokemon game.
Man, I remember when Yellow came out. It was pretty fucking magical. My buddy James, he had a Japanese copy of Yellow. He had a Japanese copy of Yellow, and he had Pokemon Stadium 1, which we never actually got here.
Yeah.
And it didn't have all the Pokemon on it. And he used to have, like, this huge fucking collection of Pokemon cards and a lot of fucking imports. And I was like, man, where are you getting these at? You have so many holos. Well, I didn't know Japanese packs came with a holo in every fucking pack.
Mm.
And then this motherfucker wouldn't tell me the name of the store he was getting it all at.
What a bastard.
Finally, some other dude told me. And this place was like import heaven, man. Like, they had a wall full of Japanese Transformers and Beast Wars. They sold fucking a shit ton of magic shit. You know, they had like every magic set of thinkable, fucking import video games, import fucking Dragon Ball DVDs. They had fucking everything, man. And I used to buy Japanese Pokemon packs there. Because when we got base set, they were already going into fucking the gym challenge. And fucking Mew was in Fossil. And they took it out of Fossil and made it a damn promo here. Them assholes.
Yeah.
Man.
Don't you love it?
I had a book that was full of nothing but Mews. And a lot of the Mews are worth money now. And I don't know where the book is.
Mm.
It was cool too because it was a binder from Japan that I won at a fucking. I won it in a raffle. Well, my buddy won it. I traded him for it because fucking I wasn't entered in the tournament. But it was a free Pokemon tournament, and my sleeves had the legendary birds on it, and so I was disqualified because you couldn't have sleeves with pictures on it.
What?
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, man, these are official Pokemon sleeves. They're not, can't have them in our tournament. You have
to. So can I not grab some real quick?
Yeah, they told me I could have went and bought sleeves. And I'm like, I'm not buying sleeves to enter your free fucking tournament. I'm not playing. So me and my buddy, we sat out and we're fucking playing Yu-Gi-Oh! And they kicked us out. Hey, this is for Pokemon only.
That's so fucking lame, dude.
I know. I was like, man, fucking, I was playing Magic at the Yu-Gi-Oh! Event, and they'll kick this out, you jackasses. People play more than one card game.
Right.
You know, especially this one's shit. Fuck. Man, I want to play a card game again so bad, but it's so expensive and time-consuming. Yeah. And to know it's borderline worthless because I don't got the time to commit to play. Like, I don't want to go invest all this money on dope-ass cards and then put them on the fucking shelf.
That's pretty much what happened with that last time. I mean, me and Stacey played Digimon, like, maybe once or twice now every other week.
Man.
But we there for a minute, we were playing every fucking day, you know? I spent over $100 on this fucking deck.
Damn.
Only for it to get hit, and now I gotta take some shit out.
Man, I remember
the tickets I bought for that. I bought it because it dropped from $30 to $17, and I was like, "There's no fucking way it's gonna go lower than this. It's fucking meta right now."
Oh shit! It's gonna go lower.
Like $4 now.
Does the game have a big following?
Yeah.
Man.
Lots of people play it. It's the number 5 card game now.
What the fuck is number 4?
Flesh and Blood.
I've never even seen anyone play that shit.
I feel like Flesh and Blood's only that big because it's a big collector's market.
Man, I see MetaZoo is dying.
Of course it is.
And I'm shocked it took this long, actually.
I'm afraid Digimon is going to as well, because they've got Digimon, Dragon Ball, One Piece now, and they got another one coming out soon called Battle Spirits, but the thing with Battle Spirits is it's all cash tournaments that they're doing.
Oh yeah, and I saw that. I have a buddy who won one.
And so people are going to want to play that because you can win money, you know?
I saw Avril Lavigne advertising for Battle Spirits. Yeah,
what the fuck, man?
That was weird.
Like, she really fucking plays this game. Get the fuck out of here.
There's another game called Sorcery that just came out.
Yeah, I seen that.
I ain't fucking with Nunzum.
Mm-mm.
That's too fucking much.
And I'll play digital card games that I don't have to invest money into.
Yeah, I do like fucking playing fucking MTG Arena. Although, I do kind of want to build a commander deck. But I don't know anyone that plays anymore. So, everyone that I knew that played Magic's kind of a douchebag now.
Sounds like Magic players.
Yeah, Magic players. Although, you know what's crazy? Is Magic players were always more snobbish. Like real comic book nerd from fucking Simpsons. Like, snobbish like that. And fucking Yu-Gi-Oh! Players have always been like fucking 4chan. Just real annoying, meme-y edgelords.
Yeah.
It's so weird. It's like two annoying, but annoyingly different fucking communities that hate each other. But sometimes intertwined. Fucking, and this fucking Lord of the Rings set was hot shit, and then the ring got found.
Yep.
By a damn card shop. Well,
of course.
And you know what I don't understand about fucking card games? Why do they need a distributor? Like, why doesn't why not just sell it directly to your consumer? Why do you sell it to these people first? And I see comics are the same way.
Yep.
Like, that's so weird to me.
Instead of, like, going to their website and buying from them, you can't do that.
No.
Who do you think you are coming in here thinking you can just buy our product straight from us?
Damn. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me.
No.
Like, and that's why prices are always as fucky as they are. Because, like, alright, well, yeah, I'm getting it at a discount, but I'm not getting it at a discount that he got it at. So now you gotta pay.
Right.
What the fuck? And it's so fucking weird. And like, just let us buy it directly from you. You're making the same amount of fucking money. Like, oh, well, and everyone's always support your LGS. I get that, but at some point in time, the LGSs around me always fucking burn you.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking, the prices are always really fucking high. Fucking, they always, usually pretty shitty pricing. And if you're playing anything other than Magic, they usually treat you like shit.
Yep.
And it's like, that's the worst.
Yep. Lord forbid they get any kind of new customers.
Yeah, exactly. It's like how do you stay in this business? You're very unfriendly. This is unfriendly.
A fucking business, not a hobby.
Man. Fucking. I miss card games, though.
Yeah.
I think I miss the traveling.
I never got to do any of that.
Man, I used to fucking... Me and my buddy Jim used to go all over. Well, not all over. We didn't fly anywhere. Just, like, to Chicago and Columbus and Cincinnati and shit like that. Up Canada a couple times. We were going to go to fucking Seattle one time, but that fell through. Because I know a lot of cats that all they do is fly to these big events. And I'm like, yeah, it must be fucking nice. You know? I don't got the money to spend on a plane ticket to win a PlayStation.
Right.
And that's what you get as prizes in Yu-Gi-Oh! It's shit like a PlayStation. And then a card. They give out prize cards, which are worth stupid money. But I don't know. I think prize cards should be unplayable cards.
Yeah.
And they've released a couple of really good cards. Like one card, Crush Card Virus, was a prize card.
Yeah.
And that card completely shut down the top deck at the time.
Shit.
Yeah. And, you know, so it was worth thousands of dollars because the only way you could get it was winning a fucking 1,000-person tournament.
Yeah.
And I was playing in what was called the Shonen Jump at the time. I was playing in a fucking Shonen Jump, and the motherfucker I was versing had two of them in his deck.
Jesus.
I know.
Draw your last pathetic card, Rick.
Man, there used to be this lady who talked like that. When she'd play, it was this old lady. She was like in her 60s. She was nuts. She used to come up to the card shop fucking every day. Well, every Tuesday. And she'd always bring a little boom box, and she had the CD Music to Duel by. And she'd always put that on, and she'd go, "It's time to duel."
That lady's cool as fuck, bro.
It was wild.
That lady was living her best fucking life, man.
And she'd call out all her attacks.
And motherfuckers was clowning on her. But she didn't give a fuck.
It's true, it was.
Came to fucking duel, son.
Yeah, I have more respect for her now.
Yeah.
Than I did then.
I'm sure. I feel like I don't know the lady, but I told her the same.
I was like 17 at the time, so. Man.
I used to watch videos of people who do that, like the most serious duelist ever, you know? Ever seen that guy? Oh man.
there was a guy who came to the Shonen Jump I went to in Columbus. He came dressed up like fucking Kaiba, dual disc and all. And he stood up and yelled, "I summoned my blue eyes white dragon." I was like, this guy, sit down, man. I got an Entei card, an Entei promo from Pokemon the third movie, signed by the voice actor of Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh hell yeah!
Also the voice actor of Entei in the movie.
Oh, word, I was about to say, did you just not have anything else on you?
Nope. I also got a Dark Magician and the Three God cards signed.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Where are they? You know, they're at my mom's house somewhere.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty dope. I didn't realize he was Entei's voice until someone told me. I was like, man, I'm glad I used this card as a token. Now I have a reason for keeping this in my fucking deck box.
That's pretty sick.
I wish Pokemon was a better card game.
Yeah.
Like, because I want to play it so bad, but it's the lack of interaction on your opponent's turn.
They're adding that to Digimon. In the next couple sets, there's going to be counters.
That's good. That shit's needed, because that's what's so great about Magic and Yu-Gi-Oh! It's just like you can play on either player's turn.
Hell, it's kind of needed. Like, I mean, I feel like now, especially after playing that deck that I bought, like, there's points when I'm just straight playing fucking solitaire, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's nothing that she can do.
Yeah, that's how I felt with Pokemon. I was in this Pokemon tournament, and, you know, this was my first time really playing competitive Pokemon, so I didn't know what to expect. And this was, let's see, Sun and Moon. Sun and Moon had just come out, the second set, I want to say.
Oh, man.
I was playing a Garbodor deck. Wyvetal and Garbodor. And man, this guy was playing fucking Rayquaza. And it was just so much shit he was doing to set up his field. And I was like, man, there's nothing I can do during your turn. This is so boring.
You said Garbodor?
Mm-hmm.
Man, you know where he comes from, huh?
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. Mm-hmm. The only reason I knew who he was because of the deck.
Mm. That's a good ass Pokemon. I like him.
Yeah, his ability shut off all other Pokemon's abilities.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and that's back when Shaman EX was a thing. And that was when you put him on your bench, fill your hand. And after he attacked, put him back in your hand. So Shaman EX was that card was worth stupid amounts of money, like hundreds of dollars. And I sold my Six Samurai deck, which was completely foiled and partially foreign, but everything was in the highest rarity. And I traded it in for Pokemon shit. And I got Shaman. I ended up being able to get three Shamans and a box of Evolving Skies, which Shaman came out of. And I pulled two more fucking Shamans. And one was the full art. And then selling that paid for the rest of the deck.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it paid for the rest of my deck and my buddy's deck. So we built two decks that day.
That's cool.
Yep.
Always a good time when you win.
Yeah. Terrible time when you open a pack and get complete shit, though.
Yeah.
Man. Some of them fucking products you bomb hard on, too.
Yep.
It's like, okay, I get 10 packs. There's got to be at least one hit in here, right? No.
Yeah. I'm trying. Like, this elite trainer boxes are, like, not really worth it.
But you see the people on YouTube fucking always pulling amazing shit.
They probably set that shit up.
Yeah.
Man, how many packs did they buy before they got this pack and they resealed it?
You're absolutely right. It's funny that you mentioned the trainer boxes. I've been getting a nice collection of these fucking things.
So. Hell yeah. I got a Tapu Koko one right there and a Mewtwo one and the Vulpix one.
Yeah, I got a
Tempest.
I got a Vulpix one around here somewhere. There's an Arceus one in there somewhere. I got an Eevee one around here. A Lunala one around here. Man, fucking those things. But yeah, they come with so much other cool shit though, like the sleeves and the coins. Especially the newer coins. The newer coins look dope.
Yeah.
Like the thick ass burn and poison counters. Do I got those on me? I think. Have you seen what the new ones look like? Oh yeah, I think I got them right here. Yeah, look at this shit.
Oh, that's sick, dude.
Yeah, that's the burning fucking poison, though.
What did it come in?
the Sword and Shield, or not Sword and Shield, Scarlet and Violet.
That's cool. I need to get me one of those.
Yeah, this was a pretty fucking dope. And it comes in two versions, the red guy or the purple guy.
Red guy's cooler.
Yeah, you know, I like the purple guy myself, but fucking, that was free, so I'm not gonna complain.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. No, I prefer the red one, man. He looks cooler.
I think the blue one looks cooler, but the red red had cooler exclusive Pokemon. I do not like those robot fucking Pokemon.
Not even Iron Bundle?
Which one's that?
Delibird.
No, that one's the worst, I think. That and the Donphan. I don't like that they're just like, okay, this Pokemon in the future is just robot version of this Pokemon.
100% Donphan is the reason I got Scarlet.
Man.
Because yes. The primal version of Donphan looked sick, dude.
Yeah, so much better than the future version.
Yeah.
Future version is like, what the fuck is this?
That was also the first Titan that fucked me up.
Man, what, Donphan?
Hold that for you.
Oh, I saw him walking in the distance somewhere.
Yeah, I went after him because that's what I did first was the Titans.
Oh. And
he fucking tore me to pieces.
I did the crab, the bird, and the worm.
The worm is so fucking whack, dude.
Like, yeah. What
the fuck were they thinking with that Pokemon, dude?
I don't know. That was a real weird one. Fucking, I also did the fucking bug gym, the water gym, the electric gym, and the leaf gym.
Oh, man.
I'm on the normal gym now. And I've also done the dark Team Star, the fire Team Star, and the poison Team Star.
How do you feel about fighting that car?
It's stupid.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. How do you feel about the normal gym leader?
The normal gym leaders are okay.
No, like the normal gym leader himself.
Oh, I haven't got to him yet. I gotta do
my favorite.
I gotta do the fucking task first.
He's my favorite. And then if it's not him, it's the ghost gym leader.
Yeah, I haven't made it to that one yet either. He's
fucking sick, dude.
Man.
You'll probably really enjoy her, you fucking juggalo, you.
Oh, God. Man, the fucking... I wish the open world felt more alive.
Right, it's so dead.
Yeah, and that really takes away
from it. If it was more alive. If there was, like, more trainers. Why does it feel like there's not many trainers?
And I think one of the big problems is the trainers don't automatically challenge you.
Yeah.
You gotta go up and talk to them. And they're just kind of standing around.
Yeah.
Like the trainers aren't even moving like they did in the old games.
They just chill.
Yeah. And it's like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, I'm not for that.
Just,
they'll figure it out, dude. They're gonna figure it out.
Yeah, hopefully by by the next one. Because the next one,
I feel like the next one's gonna be the one.
The next one's gotta be big. It's the 20th or the 10th game.
It's gonna be the one.
Do you think we're gonna get another Johto game beforehand?
I would hope so.
I hope so, and I feel we're getting Johto Legends.
Like, that's what I want. I understand that, you know, like, if you look at the way they do things, remake-wise, Black and White is next. If you look at how they've done it. But they could change that at any moment.
Yeah, with remakes, yeah. But if you look at the clues they give you in the games, like I watched this video that talks about all the clues they give you in the games. So look at Crown Tundra or the other one. One of them focuses on two fighting styles.
That was the first one.
Yeah, that was a that was a big hint to Legends. Yeah, because that game...
Oh, because you had the two different styles. Strong style and whatever the other one was.
The Crown Tundra, I think, is the second DLC.
Yeah.
That one has a lot of nods and hints to Scarlet and Violet.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. There's... It, I don't remember any examples offhand.
Oh, man.
But there was these videos... that just went into deep, and it just started pointing out everything. And then it said, oh, and by the way, here's all the hints and details we picked up from fucking Johto. Mm-hmm. So it's the DLC coming out, the teal mask or whatever. If you watch the trailer for it, like they show up close and personal all these Johto Pokemon. Like there's just a lot of Johto vibes to it.
And those three fucking animals, the
yeah, those weird protectors of the mask.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I hope it's true. And Johto, there hasn't been a Johto game since fucking Heart Gold and Soul Silver.
Yeah.
You know, but I do want a remake of Black and White as well. Which, if it does come, hopefully it's more like the remakes, the previous remakes, and not Diamond and Pearl.
Mm.
And now.
Look at you. Look at you.
Listen, I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say.
I wish it would be more like the Pearl remake.
Okay. So here's. Here's my
That's
only
a perfect remake right there.
I mean, it is pretty damn near perfect, but here's my problem. Is that it's almost 100% the same game. Like I stopped and I thought about Ruby in Sapphire and how they added shit from that generation into Ruby and Sapphire. I mean, if you think about it, Ruby and Sapphire had all those new mega evolutions and shit.
Yeah.
It was dope that they did that. It kind of does suck with Diamond and Pearl that there was nothing added.
Right.
Like, it's a pretty much one-for-one version of the game.
Like, yeah, like, it wasn't even supported for, like, competitive, was it?
I'm not even sure. I don't think so. And so if they do remake, I mean, I'll play fucking Black and White if it's just a one-for-one remake. Especially because I haven't played through Black and White, so it's win-win for me regardless. And I don't even hate Let's Go anymore.
Yeah.
Like, and I see where the Let's Go game kind of started planting the seeds. Because that was kind of like the old game. I mean, if you... Throwing out the fucking catching.
Right.
The Pokemon Go-style catching. Seeing the Pokemon in the wild like that. And now it's evolved into what it is now. Which Legends, I think, helped too. And that's what sold me on the open world was Legends.
I knew it would.
And I don't know. It's just that game... It's Pokemon, but it's not. I almost don't even like battling in that game.
Yeah.
Like, that game, I just want to catch.
It's just a different kind of Pokemon.
Yeah, it's kind of fucking weird.
Different way to play it.
It is. And I like the old-style Pokeballs. And I didn't know you could trade in that game.
Yeah.
Man. And I need to finish that, because... Although I don't know what the storyline is, because I skipped through it all. Because I didn't think I was going to care. But now I kind of care, because now I'm into Pokemon really again.
Oh, I was about to spoil it.
Yeah, well...
Spoiler probably wasn't even correct.
What was your spoiler?
I think it's just a fucking, like, a VR game or something that kids playing.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
And that's why you have a phone. And you start off with your regular clothes.
Man, that makes sense. If that is the ending, I'm going to be really disappointed.
I'm Googling it.
Man. I can't. Oh, man. You know, I don't like how all these websites know that you're using a fucking ad blocker. Like, if you didn't fucking bog me down with all these fucking ads, I wouldn't need an ad blocker.
No, never mind. I'm wrong.
Oh, well.
Just sent back through time.
Oh, yeah, that's what I figured. I mean, that makes sense, because Palkia and Dialga.
I don't know why I never even thought about that.
See, listen, that's why the fucking Listen, that fucking remake of Diamond and Pearl would have made more sense being part of fucking the Gen 7. Because fucking the whole wormholes and shit and space and time ultra beasts, Palkia and Dialga are the space and time Pokemon. Like, that just makes sense. I thought for sure they and that other the ghost dragon thing, I don't know how to say his name.
Giratina,
yeah. He's got something to do with space-time and wormholes and shit, right?
I don't know.
Man, that dude is fucking cool. I need to catch that Pokemon.
It is a cool Pokemon. It looks so good.
I regret not playing Platinum. I heard Platinum was really good.
Oh, hell yeah. Harry Potter book bought for $13,500. Sells for 39 cents.
Ooh. You know what I find weird about Platinum? Why is Platinum the third game for Diamond and Pearl? And Crystal the third game for Gold and Silver? Shouldn't it have been Gold, Silver, and Platinum? And fucking Diamond, Pearl, Crystal?
I'm trying to see what the fuck he's... Because it says he's the third of the creation trio.
Who?
Giratina.
Yeah, the creation trio fucking well, I'm thinking of four of them. I guess how do you say
alongside Dialga and Palkia.
Yeah, well, I knew those two. I was throwing the god Pokemon in there, but that would make four. But yeah, I knew the trio was fucking... Because, you know, he's kind of like the Rayquaza to fucking Groudon and fucking... What's the other one? Kyogre.
Fucking hate Kyogre. Man, during the primal raids for Kyogre and Groudon...
Yeah.
Kyogre was so fucking hard, dude. I didn't catch one. Stacy got a couple, but I couldn't get one.
Was that on Go?
Yeah.
Man, you know what? The only raids I've ever participated in were Ho-Oh and what was the other fucking one? Moltres.
Man. I was supposed to go hard when Lugia was in raids, but I fucking didn't. Because they upped the price of raid passes, and I was like, I'm out.
Yeah, that's pretty bullshit.
I was spending a good bit of money on that game.
I have only spent like $5 on it. I was fucking just using the free raid passes, and I was getting all my Lugias from the research. Back when they gave dope shit for the research. Yeah. Now it's fucking garbage.
Yep.
like, I don't care about the research because you're giving me shit. You're not giving me legendaries anymore. That was give me Mewtwo. I need Mewtwo. Right. I need Mewtwo and Articuno. And it bothers me that the Galarian birds are just roaming around for some people.
You do that. You get those from doing the Adventure Sync, or not the Adventure Sync. The 15-minute instant that you get.
Yeah.
They'll just randomly pop up with that.
They don't ever pop up for me.
Yeah, me either. I quit playing because of it. Because I need a Zapdos and a Kangaskhan. If you can trade me a Kangaskhan next time we see each other for a fucking Mewtwo, I'll do it.
Yeah. I got
you. Know that Mewtwo is my fucking best Pokemon.
I got you.
Alright.
I fucking got you. Because, I think I got two Kangaskhans,
too. Mm. Mewtwo by then.
Yeah, I got the... Man, there was a bunch of Mewtwo raids going on, but no one else to fucking participate. And that's my luck with these fucking raids, is I'll show up to a fucking raid and no one's there. And fucking, remote raid pass. I saw this banner came up for a special Heatran fucking raid. And I said, hell yeah, and I clicked it, and it said, oh, you need a remote raid pass. So I bought a remote raid pass. It used my remote raid pass, and it said the raid is full. And kicked me out. And I'm like, motherfucker. I just spent only 200 coins on this fucking shit.
Yep. You could have got a cool hat.
Yeah. That really fucking pissed me off, man. That was fucking annoying. Mm. You know, I haven't even been playing Pokemon Go lately. I have gotten a shit ton of fucking mythics off the Pokemon Go, and that I'm happy.
Yeah.
I got fucking Shaymin, the Melilada or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
Mew, Celebi, and maybe another. No, I don't think that might be it. No, I got I got two other ones. One other one. Some monkey thing. From I wanna say he's from Gen 8. Whatever that mythical
some
is.
Some monkey thing.
Yeah. He let me look it up. Let me see.
I don't recall a mythical monkey thing.
Yeah, he's like some Sword and Shield. I think he's from Sword and Shield. If I can find fucking Sword and Shield on here.
I completed that Pokédex.
Sword and Shields?
Yeah.
Let's see. I'll tell you. I don't think he was Sun and Moon. Let's see. Alola, Sinnoh, Galar. His name... Zarudi.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I got him. I got both forms of him.
That guy was... He came out with the movie.
Okay.
Yeah, he came from the movie that's called, like, Pokemon Coco or whatever.
Okay. Yeah, I got him. I don't know where I got his weird form from, but he's got a form with a cape or something on the Dada form. That's weird. There's a bunch of fucking Pokemon. You said you completed the Pokedex, so you got like Regidrago.
Yeah.
And that shit, man, that's so cool.
Regieleki was so fucking dope, dude.
Are you able to catch the other Reggies on there?
Yeah. But you can only get one of the new ones.
You can't get both?
No. You get the chance to catch one or the other.
Which one did you get?
Regieleki.
I'm gonna have to play this game fucking twice. I guess that's the good thing about fucking Pokemon Home.
Bro, Regieleki was sick, dude. It was the fastest fucking Pokemon in that generation.
Really?
Yeah, and you would use him to, like, set up some pretty silly shit.
Man, I'm gonna have to get back into competitive Pokemon.
I've only ever dabbled.
Yeah, I dabbled, but it was Diamond and Pearl.
Mm.
So it's been a minute.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Man, Diamond and Pearl was my really... Like, I missed out. I played Ruby and Sapphire. Obviously, Gold and Silver was my fucking favorite. I played Ruby and Sapphire. But, you know, there were so many features from Gold and Silver missing in Ruby and Sapphire. Like the clock feature and day and night and shit.
Yeah.
That Ruby and Sapphire just wasn't cutting it for me.
Mm.
And so... Fucking Diamond and Pearl is where I really got back into Pokemon. That was my fucking shit. And then I think I was just so butthurt that one, Tepig looked stupid. and two, fucking
Pignite looks stupid.
Yeah.
Three.
I was really upset that it was all new Pokemon. Like, I was mad that we weren't getting any evolution, you know, like, continued evolution lines. Which, yeah, that's cool. All new Pokemon is dope, though. Like, these games now, they give you less than 100 new Pokemon. Here's, yeah,
they lean real heavy on shit you know.
Here's 30 new Pokemon, and guess what? We got a bunch of Mankeys in here now.
Yeah.
And now you don't get all the Pokemon in the game, so it's like, hey, here's Rattata. We threw both versions of Rattata in the game for you, and Rattata's got a new version exclusive to this region as well.
Yeah.
So enjoy 3 fucking Rattatas, whatever your favorite Pokemon is, it's not in the game.
What's really confusing is when the regional variants evolve into a whole different Pokemon.
That's so fucking cool, though.
It is. Like, you know, the Wooper to Clodsire thing.
Or fucking Mr. Mime evolving.
Yes.
That's so fucking cool.
Mr. Rhyme.
Listen, I'm all for regional variants. I think regional variants is one of the coolest fucking things they have in the Pokemon. And I just don't think the Alolan ones were as cool as all the other ones. I don't think they were executed as well. But it makes sense because those were the first ones.
Marowak was the shit.
Marowak was cool.
I feel like, why did they make 2 ice ones?
Yeah.
Why did they make Sandslash ice and Vulpix?
Yeah, that didn't make sense. A fire Sandslash would have been cool.
Shit, an electric Sandslash would have been sick.
Yeah, you're absolutely fucking right. An electric Sandslash would have been... But they made fucking Diglett electric. Or fucking... Not Diglett. Fucking... what's his ass? Geodude.
Oh, yeah, that was sick, too, though.
Yeah.
When he... Gollum? His regional?
Yeah, with his fucking
that
beard.
That shit's phenomenal.
Yeah, that shit, the fucking... And I even like Executor.
Yeah.
And I think it's cool how it connects to his old fucking Pokedex entry from Red and fucking Blue. That the more sun he gets, the more it thrives. Fucking... Yeah. But I like how fucking like Zigzagoon has the third evolution over in Galaria, like you were talking about. That's cool to me. I do kind of like how coughing turns into Galarian wheezing for whatever reason over there.
Yeah, that's with the fucking cool top hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I really like the fucking ancient Pokemon, the Hisuian Pokemon. And I like that there's... I like that those Pokemon are usable in fucking... in Scarlet and Violet.
Yeah.
Like... I don't know how I feel about Wigglet, though.
Wigglet's cool, man.
I feel like Wigglet and the fucking... the other guy, the walking fucking... Tentacruel.
Oh, yeah, that thing's crazy.
I feel like those fucking things were at one point in time regional variants themselves. And they're like, you know what, these can just be
all ass. They'll never buy this. They'll never buy it. It's a whole different thing.
Like, when I was first looking at the Tentacruel thing, I said, okay, it's a different color scheme. But what else is different about it? I didn't realize that those were its feet.
Yeah, no, when I was like, oh, fuck, those are feet.
Yeah, holy shit.
I thought it the whole time. I was like, oh, it's just a... when am I going to get this cool Tentacool?
Man, I just recently was able to swim, so...
Hell yeah.
Fuck, I got that dolphin that evolves into
the same
fucking thing. Yeah, that thing's stupid as shit.
What? I think it's pretty cool. It ties it to a superhero.
Well, yeah, but it also just... I mean, I guess that's a different form of it, right?
Yeah.
Like, the normal form is just the same fucking looking dolphin with a heart.
Yeah.
There goes the fucking train. Man, that train always on fucking time. But, you know, with that said, we are fucking... I'm gonna call it short tonight, well, 2 minutes over.
Word.
Because I got this little boy who's gonna start yelling at any minute now.
Yeah.
And, you look kind of tired. And I'm kind of tired.
Pretty tired.
You go back in the pews over there and take yourself a nap. To all the people fucking listening here, go to the BrooklynBeatdown.com. Fucking all our shit's there. Merch, fucking social, everything. Go there, fucking whatever. Fucking also check out TheSlinkyCast.com.
Yeah, I recorded an episode the other day.
He recorded a motherfucking episode. You hear that?
I'm recording another one sometime this coming week. And I'm going to try to get like 3 or 4 in the bag and then start.
Hell yeah. That's a good way to do it. That's a good fucking way to do it.
Yeah.
Fucking y'all heard that. And of course, Stone.Ninja for all your Stone Ninja fucking gear.
Yeah, man. He's got bathing suits.
Yeah, and it's summertime.
Yeah, man.
So, you know, throw some Stone Ninja on your balls and go jump in the pool.
Hell yeah.
But until then, fucking this was, what, 139? So tune in next week for 140.
Ooh.
Peace the fuck out.